Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. With you tuning in on the radio dial here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we welcome you all back to our program. Also, those tuning in through our online affiliates around the world, including our iHeartRadio family. We're glad to have all of you with us as well. You know, our next guest is not only a repeat guest on this program, she's someone I'm very glad to call a friend. We're excited to welcome Iris Bowling back to our program today. There are many hats that she wears. You know her mostly as a best-selling author, but she's also a producer. She has her own entertainment company, Siri Austin Entertainment, and she has a lot of great projects that are going on this year. So I'm really excited to be able to catch up a bit with her, and you all will be able to be a part of that conversation today as we talk about her newest book called Fire, I'm Just Saying, as well as some of the other projects that she's involved in, and maybe we can get her to tell us a little bit about what she has coming up next for us. Iris, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Well, hello, Cyrus, and thank you so much for having me back.
Hey, look, it goes without saying, you know, as long as there is Conversations Live, you have my word, you are welcome back here as many times as you want to come back. Because, you know, I think the great thing about you is that not only, as I mentioned, people know you as a gifted storyteller, but Iris, I have found out firsthand that you are just a great person. And I think that's one of the reasons why you've been able to have all the amazing success that you've been able to have. And as I mentioned, just a few of the things that you're involved in as an author, as a producer, you've been able to see so many dreams become a reality. What has that been like for you, Iris, to not only to reflect on this literary journey, but also what has come from it?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say thank you very much. Your check is in the mail for all of those wonderful things you just said about me. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
But it's been a journey, and it's difficult to say, you know, what it's been like because I'm still experiencing it. Things are still right. happening with Siri Austin Entertainment. And so far, I have to say, it has been an amazing journey. It has been full of lessons and full of new people and experiences. And there is nothing like continuing to learn, especially at my age. We're not going to discuss that, but continuing to learn along the way and continue to meet such wonderful, wonderful people who make the dream possible. Because
right.
I don't care what anyone says, when you have a dream, you're not on that journey by yourself. It's others that's involved that's helping to make that dream possible. And
for sure.
Me, I've been blessed with a number of wonderful people around me who continues to support me and encourage me to continue to do these crazy things that come to my mind, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wonder when it's going to shut down. You know, you would think that one day all of the ideas and the dreams will stop at some point, but I've been blessed, and they just continue to flow. So it's a wonderful journey. I can tell you that it's a wonderful journey, and I love where it's going right now.
Right. Well, you know, it's always fun to watch. I'm one of these people, and unfortunately, I think sometimes, Iris, we're in the minority on this, that I love to see other people win. I love to see
yes.
other people succeed because I think it shows us all what's possible. You know, I've never understood
yes.
people who felt as though you succeeding takes away from my being able to succeed or someone else being able to succeed. Do you think that attitude, though, is one of the reasons why you've amassed the following that you have that have not only taken, you know, you from the written word that you give us, but also the online platform that you built to then a television show and more? Do you think that's why you've been able to build such a loyal following?
I can't answer that question, but what I can say to you is it warms my heart when I see people who have been involved in, let's go with season one of The Heart. You know, season one of The Heart had some challenges, but my goodness, look at where the people have gone from that experience. I mean, you know, we have Aaron Wiggins, who started as J.D. Harrison in season one, and he's now doing feature films. And we have We have Tremaine Norris, who you've had on your show a couple of times, and he is now doing it full time. I mean, it is wonderful to step back and see how people who, you know, we touched their life in some kind of way. We gave them, we opened a door, and they walked through. Some of them, Cyrus, his was great. Some of them didn't just walk. They ran through those doors, you know, and they've made the most of the experience that they had with us. That's a wonderful feeling. I look at some other folks who work behind the scenes on projects with us, and I see how they have also grown from that experience, and they've moved on to work in the fields that they want to work in. And here's the wonderful part, though, Cyrus. I can pick up the telephone and call them and say, hey, I'm working on a project. Would you be interested? And I have yet for anyone to say, no, Iris, I don't have time for you. You know, or anything like that. It's just wonderful to be able to reach out to them. But you're right. It's really, as I said, when you have a dream, it's others that help you accomplish those dreams. And then watching those people that help you accomplish your dreams reach theirs. It's just such a rewarding feeling. That's just a wonderful feeling to have.
Right. And I think the other side of that as well, Iris, has been the fact that, of course, you know, you were talking about the ones who have been along with you. But I think also those who have been the recipients of your gift. The last time, I have to mention this, the last time you were on the program, of course, was in 2016. At that time, you were appearing with Tommy Ford, another celebrated actor who we lost actually that same year that you were on with us. You know, I think that says so much, again, about you. I remember the things that he said, and we're going to be posting some clips. I want to give you a heads up about this, about some of the things that he had to say about working with you. We're posting those for Friday's show. But it's interesting to me because I think it says so much. It's very easy for us to say who we are and what we do. But what has that been like for other people to recognize it, Iris, and to be able to celebrate who you are?
Well, you know, I think that it still touches me. Let me say that first. It still touches me when something happens and, you know, like a few weeks ago I was featured on Black History Month on television stations here, and I'm like, oh my God, that's me, you know. That's me. So when others talk about those things that I've accomplished, I look at them as blessings. But those things that I've accomplished, and they kind of feel like, wow, why did you do that? So for me, it's not a wow. It's a, well, let's do such and such, and let's try this. Let's see what happens. You know, and we go from there. But when others look at it, they sit back and they said, okay, you've written 22 novels. You know, you have 5 different series going on at the same time. You know, you've produced two TV series, and now you're doing a featured movie for an author that we all love. You know, how do you do all of these things? And I can just tell people that I get up in the mornings and I just go for it, and I make plans of what I would like to try to do. Some things are scary because I haven't done them before. But you know what? Right. I go ahead and I try them anyway, you know. But to have people to look at it and say, you've accomplished all of these things, now that kind of puts me in awe, and I have to sit back and, you know, kind of bow my head and be thankful about the things and the blessings that have come down. So that's it.
Yeah, and I think that gratitude is so important, Iris. We're going to talk more about that as we move forward in this conversation. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live, already having a great conversation today with best-selling author, producer, and my friend, Miss Iris Bowling. We're glad to welcome Iris back to our program today to talk, kind of catch up a little bit. You guys get to enjoy that conversation as well as she and I catch up on all the great things she's been doing since her last time she was on with us now 2 years ago, which is hard to believe it's been that long because we stay connected through social media, which is the next thing that I want to talk to you about, Iris. That's right. One of the ways that we found out about the project that you're working on, as you mentioned, with best-selling author that everyone does know, and that is Beverly Jenkins, that being the Deadly mm-hmm. Sexy movie. What is that like yes. for you, as you said, to have someone that you do respect, to be able to work with her on a project like this?
You know, I will be very honest with you. This particular project is a project of love for me. Number one, I love Beverly Jenkins. The thing yeah. that the first thing people will tell you if you ever ask them their thoughts on Beverly Jenkins, they will tell you she has been a mentor. She has been a mentor to not just myself, but she's been a mentor to many other authors as well. She shares her knowledge. She shares her skill set. She shares her down-to-earth opinions about things, which is just a wonderful, wonderful thing to have. And to be working with her, of all the people, you know, that's out there, all the authors that's out there, to be able to take one of her babies and know that she's trusted me with it. Oh, my God, Cyrus, it's one of those moments. I'm still, you know, we're in the midst. I mean, in the midst of pre-production. We start filming on April the 2nd, and I'm still in awe of it all. You know, we're already into 12-hour days working on getting things ready, you know, for the time that we go on set. But because it's Beverly Jenkins, it's not work. You know, it's a yeah. labor of love. And it doesn't matter how many hours we put into it. We want to make sure that once her story is told, that it's told in a way that she would look at it and say, that's my baby. That's my story right there.
For sure. And we're going to be letting our audience know how they can be a part of that labor of love for sure, which brings us to the reason why I told you I was bringing you back on the program, Iris. So that was your latest book that I had a chance to read that's available, of course, through our friends at Amazon.com. It's called Fire, I'm Just Saying, part of the Gems and Gents series. So let's first of all talk about this series and what it's been like for you now to be 8 books in. I mean, did you go into this series saying, you know what, this is going to be one of like the song that never ends? This is going to be the series that doesn't seem like it's going to end.
No, I went in. Okay. The Gems and Gents was a spinoff from the Heart series. Mm-hmm. And people loved Samuel Lassiter and Joshua Lassiter so much that they wanted more. So I went in and I wrote a story on Joshua. Well, Joshua was larger than life, so his story took 2 books, you know, to tell, you know, because
right.
they just the readers just loved him so much. And then it just went, then they wanted a story on each one of the siblings. And, of course, you know, there's 12 of them, you know. So I actually I doubled up on some of the brothers and sisters. But there's still a few more. So it is going to end, Osiris. Let me say that. It is going to end. I think I have 2 brothers and 1 sister left in that series. So it is going to eventually come to the end. But the readers love that family. And
yeah.
as they love it, I'm going to continue to tell their story.
You're right.
So that's it. But no, well, I did not go into it thinking that.
Well, I have to say this, and I'm not going to give Amazon too many plugs on this broadcast. Everyone knows I love Amazon, and it's been great working with them. But I have to say the reason why I bring that up about the series that doesn't end, you know, just like I know, and you and I have discussed this. I don't know if we've discussed it over the air or not, but I think during our first interview we may have, that it is not easy to get readers to leave a review. But here you have this book, Fire, I'm Just Saying, already at the time we're having this conversation, 140 reviews on this particular title, a 5-star rating on Amazon. You know, when you see that type of engagement, that people, you know it means something when someone takes that extra step and says, you know what, not only did I enjoy this book, I want other people to know I enjoyed this book and why. I mean, how does that make you feel?
Some of those reviews, they literally bring tears to my eyes because, Cyrus, they take their time to read your story. That's I'm appreciative about that in itself, but then to also take the time and leave a review. And if you've read some of the reviews, they are detailed reviews that people leave out there. And I read some of them, and they literally bring tears to my eyes because they get the characters. And they love them so much that they go out there and they write about them to tell other people about them. As an author, and please remember, I'm an independent author, to have people to go out there and take that time and leave detailed reviews like that, it means the world to me, because that lets people know that this story touched their heart. You know, and then as an independent author, that's my word of mouth.
Right.
That's my word of mouth. I don't have a publishing company doing any publicity behind my things, except for what we do ourselves, you know. Mm-hmm. And that for them to take that's word of mouth. And then they're not just telling their friends about it. They're going to go out there and tell anyone who goes to that book, that thinks about reading that book, what they feel about it. So the word of mouth is not going just to one, two, or three people. It's going out there to the world of Amazon. And we know Amazon's world is huge. You know, it's huge.
Right.
So I am so appreciative every time one of my readers take the time and go out there and leave a review for me. It's a wonderful feeling. It's humbling. It's humbling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there is, I think, you know, as, you know, we kind of broaden the conversation a little bit, Iris, and we're going to come back and let our audience know how they can stay connected with everything. You know, I think it mm-hmm. really says a lot about you as a business person, as mm-hmm. an entrepreneur, because as you said, I mean, there are so many, you know, hey, we all have something. I mean, there's a lot of things you could use as an excuse as to why you can't do something. But you said something earlier when you were talking that I want to go back to, and that is when you were talking about Deadly Sexy, you said a part of it is scary, but you do it anyway. Where does that courage come from for you to face the fear, even though you don't know what the outcome is going to be?
You know, I'm not sure where it comes from, but here's what I do know. I do know if there's something out there and you're dreaming that it can be done, it can be done. You just have to go out there and take the steps to lead to it. I don't know where the courage comes from me. I've ventured out. I've done audiobooks. You know, I don't know anything about doing audiobooks, but I did one. You know, I went out and took the steps to learn because I wanted my work to be available to my readers on audiobook. I stepped out and I did making a TV series. I didn't know anything about making a TV series, Cyrus, you know, but I went out there and I said, this is what I wanted to be. So I went out there and learned how to do it, and we did the TV series. Beverly Jenkins said, I want this book to be a movie. Okay, well, now we're doing a full featured movie, you know, on it, you know. So I don't know where the courage comes from, but if you can dream it, if you can dream it, and I know someone has said this before, but if you can dream it, you can make it happen. You just have to take that. You have to take that step, push the fear away, and just take that first step.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier about social media, Iris, and that is, of course, one of the ways that you and I have stayed connected, which is why probably it does not seem like it's been 2 years since you were last on the program. How has social media not only helped you connect, but help you to grow? Because I think a lot of times people don't, and this is not a knock against anybody because I don't do that, but I think sometimes people miss the purpose or miss the opportunity that social media provides. How have you, I mean, was it a concerted effort for you to be able to build what you built online, or was it something that just happened by you being present?
I think it was something that just happened by me being present. I think that I knew that Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I'm sure there's others, but those are the main ones that's out there. And I started my presence there because that was the only way that I had to connect with readers. you know, this was the way where they got to see who I am and I got to see who they were. And social media provided that for us, especially through Facebook. And then I have my Iris Bowling Palace group where, you know, everything that they wanted to know about my books, about me, about anything, we get to share that online. And the great thing about social media is it allows us to touch anyone everywhere. That's a great thing. So I didn't have to keep my little bubble right here in the Virginia area where I lived. Social media allowed me to reach out there to other folks. I didn't plan it that way, but people started following me because they fell in love with the characters and they wanted to know more about those characters. And the build-up just continued from there. Now, I'm much better on Facebook than what I am on Twitter, but I do a little bit better on Twitter than what I used to. And I'm starting to do a little bit more on Instagram, you know, just to have different networks to work within. But I didn't set out to have the following that I have, but my gosh, it's a blessing to have them.
Right, it does, especially when it comes to the ask, right? I mean, when it comes to bringing the tribe together, you know, and knowing that they're there for you. And I think a lot of times that is what is missed, that people, they're there for a reason. You know, they want to be able to feel like they're a part of something. Especially if they're a part of your being successful and what they want to see you succeed in. And I think that is the great thing. You know, we're going to do something that we have not done before with you, Iris, and that is to talk more about the business side of it. We're starting a new segment this year called The Business of Books. And the thing that I wanted to talk to you about is, how important has it been for you to think of this not just as a hobby, not just as something that you want to do and, oh, if someone else reads it, it's okay. How important has it been for you in your journey to think of your business as a business?
It is a business, Iris. I get up at a certain time each day. I start work at a certain time each day, and I end work at a certain time each day. I work at my business the same as if I was going out to work for someone else. I have to think of it that way. There are legal issues. There are financial issues. There are public relations issues that I have to deal with every day. And that's in addition to writing my books. There are, when we're dealing with the movie, because right now I'm full-fledged into Deadly Sexy production. When I'm dealing with that, just today alone, I've dealt with contracts. I've dealt with locations. I've dealt with production insurance. There is a business side to everything that you want to do these days. That's just the honest truth. We may not like it, but it's a piece that you have to pay attention to, because if you do not, it doesn't matter how great your books are that you're writing, how great your production is that you're putting together. If you don't have the business taken care of, they're going to fall through. So I would tell you the business side of it. The one thing I tell, I talk to a number of people that have book conferences and things of that nature. I always try to encourage them to have CPAs come in to let people know who's writing books, what they need to know for tax purposes, what things they can carry, what things they can't carry. Some people don't think about that. When it comes to legal issues, I try to tell people, make sure that you put something in a workshop that explains that there's a difference between a regular attorney and an entertainment attorney, because people need to know that, you know, as well. When it comes to finances, I try to tell them, make sure that we have a CPA, you know, out there, not just a tax expert, but a CPA to tell you how to handle those cash flow as it comes in. You have to be able to handle the business side of it like a business owner, in addition to the skill creative side of it as well. And if you're not good at business, hire someone who is. Get someone. Right. And if you can't hire someone, talk to that friend that knows how to handle that business until you can get to a point where you can pay them for the services that they have. The business side of books, production, or anything else is just as important as the skill side of it, the creative side. Yeah.
Totally appreciate that, Iris, and glad that you could share that with our audience here. I mean, that little tidbit right there, I think, is something that they should all be hopefully taking notes on and keeping in mind, that Iris Bowling shared that information with them. And that's the thing, to go to people who know. I think that's the other mistake. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, and, you know, I sometimes people I bring up a lot about me being a country boy from Mississippi, and some people say, well, you're not a country boy from Mississippi. And I'm like, yes, I am. I'm a country boy from Mississippi. I mean, and I've always felt as though if you don't know, you ask. That's what you do. I mean, there's nothing wrong with not knowing. You know, it's only wrong if you don't ask. And I think that's the thing. And so it's great that you've been able to share information like that, Iris, to see, again, like we said earlier, to see other people succeed. And I think that's really what it's all about. And as long as you continue to do that, I know great things are going to be coming your way. Again, everyone, Iris Bowling has been our guest. You know, a half an hour sometimes just doesn't seem like enough time. To be able to spend. I mean, there's so much great things that we can talk about, Iris. And, of course, that means you will be coming back. It's a given. Seeing that we have another, 20 books left in this Gems and Gents series. I'm just joking. We will have to have you come back with the next book in the series and to give us an update, of course, on what's going on with Deadly Sexy. So, as a great segue to that, how can our audience stay connected with you, Iris, and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Well, you can always go to my website. I have two. I have my author's website, which is irisbowling.net. You can always find out about my books and what I'm doing as far as an author is concerned. I also have a Siri Austin website. It is SiriAustin.com. That is SiriAustin.com. And anything you want to know about any workshops that I do, any of the movies that we're working on, and some of my books and things are out there as well. Anything you want to know what Siri Austin Entertainment is doing, you can go out to that website to see it. Of course, I'm on Facebook as Iris Bowling. You can just look me up. I'm on Twitter as Siri Austin, and I'm on Instagram as Siri Austin. So anything that you want to find out about me, you can go to any one of those locations. And, of course, that's always Amazon. I do have an Amazon author page, both for here and the UK. So you can go out and you can find me there as well.
All right. So she's definitely made it easy for you all to stay connected with her. Iris, I love you, so proud of you, and happy that we had a chance to have this conversation again. And it goes without saying, as I said, you're welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to having you back again soon.
Thank you, Cyrus. Thank you so much. And I am so proud of what you're doing. Please continue to move forward. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Iris, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay. You all can catch it right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites, including on LinkedIn as well. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I already tagged Iris both on Facebook and Twitter to make it easy for you guys to find her. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends from there as well. I want to remind you that Conversations Live is also on iTunes. So if you guys are iTunes subscribers, make sure you guys head over there. You can listen to over 500 episodes of our program now there completely for free. Just search for Conversations Live and you'll be able to find it there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.